You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Copple Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush in studio on Early Break. Lots to get to today. You can always call or text 402-464-5685. Watch and comment on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. The show, of course, is sponsored by Gaina Trucking. Gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to, I guess, what used to be a big deal, signing day, National Signing Day, which is now more in December. There's still some stuff happens today, but it's not the hoopla it used to be.
No, you missed the hoopla. The hoopla back in the day was outstanding. On this day, right now, you'd already be there'd be nervousness, excitement, a lot of drama going on. Usually, a big breakfast would be at the stadium. Oh
really?
Yeah, because everyone was you're usually in the office by early 5:30 because things if you're on the East Coast because fax them at 7, so they're coming in at 6 and. And,
fax machine,
and the old school fax machine was great. And then there would be everything would get in. And there wouldn't be the head coach have a couple press conferences that day. So there wasn't a ton going on in the office with some follow-up stuff. And there'd always be a huge event that night. There'd be one. We used to go to one in Omaha. There'd be 1,500 people at it. Yep. Just crazy. Cocktail hour, people going on. So you'd have to walk around, talk to everybody. You got up and you spoke. And then in general, like I said, after that night, you were usually off for a couple days as an assistant coach. You had like Thursday, Friday off. So that was a big thing because you've been pushing and on the road and grinding.
Oh, great. Yeah, he was grinding.
Yeah, simple bringing it up. But it was a big day. It was a fun day. It was all on one deal. There'd always be a few storylines that came down and all kinds of different stuff that
riveting.
Went on. So,
it was. It is.
Is it Sarcastic Wednesday? Is that what we have? Is that what we're doing for the? I just want to make sure I'm up to speed, so I know because I can get on board real fast. I can jump into this real fast, but that's what we're going to go to. Yeah.
I was getting overwhelmed just listening to it. I assign my personal growth to those days.
Yeah.
I do. My personal happiness is. Wherever Nebraska's ranked, that's how happy I am that year in the recruiting rank.
Yes.
There was way more fun things. One, the recruiting rank was never something that was never a huge deal.
It's Sarcastic Wednesday.
I know. I got it. Everything that he says, we don't know If he's real or not.
That's okay.
Sarcastic.
Buckle up, kids.
It's going to be a choppy 2 hours.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, now we're going to.
You broke the bear.
What are the type of things we're going to talk about today?
Well, of course, we'll talk about the big news of yesterday. Sean Payton is now the head coach of the Broncos. There's also another coach hired in the NFL. I'll tell you that in a second. And I want to ask, what's more important to an operation working properly, a great quarterback or a great coach?
Love that question.
College, NFL, high school, I don't care what level. We'll talk about that. And Sean Callahan, next segment.
What about you just – did you forget that there was a Nebraska basketball game?
I didn't forget. We'll get to that eventually. I'm not going to start the show off with it. Nebraska lost last night by 16 points to Illinois, 72-56. It was tight for a while.
Nebraska tried to pull off a miracle last night, and I kind of
they actually led.
I kind of admire them for the approach they took. Sarcastic Wednesday. They tried to turn the ball over on 27% of their possessions against a Big Ten team on the road and actually win the game.
Well, they actually had a chance for a while. They looked pretty good.
It'd be a miracle
despite the turnovers. Yeah,
it'd be a miracle.
It was awful.
They tried to pull off a miracle.
19 turnovers.
27% of their possessions ended in a turnover. And I could tell Fred was getting – well, Fred's beyond pissed at this point. That's three straight games where they've just been rocked by turnovers.
Yeah, Derek Walker had six himself.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's 21 in the last three games.
He wasn't right. Last night, something didn't look right with Derek Walker. Just like, I don't know if his level of interest – I'm not trying to speak something for him, but he didn't look like the Derek Walker we have seen earlier in the season.
We'll get back to that. We're going to get into this Sean Payton thing with a question that you guys maybe could answer. I'm not going to say what he said before the show. He doesn't like what I say, what he says off
the record, off the air. Yeah. Double whammy there.
Right.
He does a lot of that. Takes things out of context and then just throws it in the middle of something.
Do that.
It's okay.
It happened a lot at
the Journal Star, too. It happened a lot there, too.
It
happened all the time. It happened all the time.
All right. Yeah. I don't like sarcastic wins.
You started it. I said buckle up, didn't I, Josh?
I don't like this.
Yes.
Let's just go straight Shooter Wednesday now.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Boring Wednesday.
Changing the description of Wednesday. That's great.
All right. Sean Payton.
The new head coach of the Denver Broncos as of yesterday.
He returns to the sideline, which makes it puts him sixth among active coaches in terms of total wins. Who are the five in front of him?
Currently in the NFL?
Okay, active.
Bill Belichick, Andy Reid,
okay,
of course.
Mike Tomlin.
Good job. John Harbaugh, probably?
No.
Really?
Tomlin would be one.
Now, Jake, you're the first to miss. Okay.
So we got three. Tomlin.
You got Belichick.
John Harbaugh.
Hold on. You got Belichick, Andy Reid, Tomlin.
Two more then.
Two more.
Current head coaches. Pete Carroll.
Bam.
Yeah. Number four.
I don't think you'll get five.
Oh, we're getting five. Is it a current head coach or is he an assistant coach?
Active head coach.
Okay, all right. We'll get it then. Process of elimination, we will get.
You won't get him.
I got to go Cowboys.
Bill Mike McCarthy.
Bill
Mike McCarthy. Boom. Yeah. All right. See?
Give me a real one.
Not how you started the day. Not doing that yet. We'll see how straight Shooter
Wednesday goes. I asked for a fist bump and it was like a seventh grader.
Yeah, yeah.
That's giving too much credit to that fist bump.
Yeah.
I was like a juvenile.
You didn't think we could get that?
I didn't think
there's 32 teams in the NFL, we know the head coaches of each team.
I didn't think you'd get
process of elimination.
Yeah, there you go. But that's why it's a big deal. Big deal, Bill.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, we should call him Big Deal Bill.
Big Deal Bill. That's a pretty cool nickname, actually.
That is Big Deal Bill.
Could have thrown that out yesterday when I was getting arrested.
Don't you know who I am?
I'm Big Deal Bill. Come on.
Yeah, we should get back to that later, too, because there was something came up again today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there was another situation.
This morning?
In my head.
Oh, in your head. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Big Deal Bill.
Big Deal
now,
Bill.
Now, Big Deal Bill, this is a big deal, Sean Payton. Ask anybody in that division, AFC
West.
Ask anybody in the AFC West if it's big. Now the Raiders are going to get, they're going to get buried now, right?
Raiders are in trouble because the Broncos now have Sean Payton with a hope. Maybe he can fix Russ Wilson. We'll see if that's possible.
You have the Chiefs,
Mahomes and Reed.
You have the Chargers.
Yep. Herbert and
trouble.
What do the Raiders have? They don't have a quarterback.
Yeah,
Derek Carr's not coming back next year, probably. Likely.
I mean, Sean Payton automatically makes the Broncos a threat to win the division.
The playoffs, for sure.
Yeah, getting the playoffs. It's a big deal, Bill. Big deal, Bill.
I think it's more playoff than win the division.
Yeah, I think that
was a little aggressive.
That was
a little aggressive.
The Chiefs are still in the division. Yeah, they're still there.
It's still the Chiefs. Yeah. It's still the Chiefs. You're right.
But Sean Payton, again, we saw last year just an absolute train wreck this year in Denver. Nathaniel Hackett was awful. I mean, he got fired before one full season of being a coach.
It's demonstrative of something that's odd to me. How can you go from Hackett to Payton? I mean, it really illustrates how bad Hackett is. You had Hackett as he's replacing Hackett? I mean,
well, there's a thought that Hackett was an up-and-coming coordinator that could be a head coach. Yeah, that was obviously an incorrect thought because he was not ready to be a head coach.
Yeah, you see where I was going
from
with
week
that.
One, you could tell this guy's not ready for this, and he just got worse and worse and worse, and now he's just the back-to coordinator for the Jets, no longer a head coach.
Peyton's almost an autumn. It's almost automatic playoff now. I mean, careful.
He was
the reason that's a chance to be automatic, if we want to go with that word, would be the defense. That's why.
Defense,
because they've
loaded.
Got a really good defense.
Well, he's an offensive coach.
And so they have a chance, because anytime you have a really good defense, you have a chance. You look at all those losses that Hackett had. How many of them were one score?
A lot.
A lot of one score losses. So it wasn't 38-7s going on because the defense. Offense did not play well. Defense played really well. So they can just get that up to speed a little bit better. They're going to be in games and have chances. Then you have a veteran head coach to how to handle situations will be much better for them.
Payton, of course, is an offensive guru,
yes.
Right? Payton led New Orleans, to the Super Bowl championship in February of 2010. Against
the Colts.
Yes. Yeah. Made the playoffs in New Orleans 9 times in 15 seasons. They'll be in the playoffs. The offense will be better a lot, you know, and the defense will still be good.
I would think they were the number one most disappointing team in the NFL this year. Because,
really?
Again, you got Russ Wilson, and Russ Wilson was terrible.
What year is he? How many years has he been in the NFL?
He's been in the NFL for, this is going to be probably his 11th or 12th, I want to say. I think 2011 was when he was at Wisconsin. That was the one year he was there.
Year,
so, somewhere 11th or 12th year in the NFL. And his last year in Seattle, he was starting to show some signs of dropping off.
That's a lot of mileage. That's a lot of tread.
Oh, it is.
But Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are guys that are older that have still been very, very successful. Now, Rodgers didn't have his best year this year. Neither did Tom Brady. But he was 46, and Rodgers is pushing 40 here. Wilson's, still, 34, probably 33, 34 at this point. So if you go by those guys, he's still got four or five solid, really good years left of being an NFL quarterback. Yeah. If he's like Tom Brady, he's got 10. Which I don't see that happening.
I mean, they got Jerry Jeudy. Who else they got?
Cortland Sutton.
Jake knows these rosters.
It's incredible.
They've got Jamal. What's the running back's name? The guy from North Carolina. Javonte Williams, really good running. Got hurt this year.
Okay.
And then they had a bunch of problems at running back with fumble issues and injuries. But they did have an injury-ridden year. It wasn't just a lack of, hey, Russ Wilson stinks. They had a lot of injuries. Right. Offensive linemen went down.
Right.
Skill players went down. They lost 3 running backs to injury. So it was just a terrible year. So if they stay healthy, that automatically helps there. But on paper, you would think, yeah, Sean Payton helps him get to the playoffs for sure. Weird things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's certainly an upgrade in Denver. A massive, massive win.
Yeah, it's an upgrade. Now, it appears that Harbaugh got bypassed. Did Harbaugh just not get a job? Did he want a job and not get
who's
one?
Who's the more desirable coach? It was Sean Payton or Jim Harbaugh?
Payton.
Then maybe they said, we're going to do whatever it takes to get Sean Payton.
Is it Payton? I said it maybe a little too quickly. What would you guys say? Who would you take right now? If they're standing in the room and you can pick one, who you picking?
For the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm taking Payton, but it also gets interesting with Harbaugh's had great success, and there was no draft pick with him. So that does make a slight difference with no. That's a first round draft pick. What if your first round draft pick is the one of the best pass rushers in over the next 8 years?
Yeah,
that does a lot for you. So there's at least a conversation, because Harbaugh has had success. He did not win the Super Bowl. Was in the Super Bowl
a lot of success.
Was it NFC Championship 3 times? Is that right?
Probably
something
right.
like that. Won at the University of San Diego.
San Diego, yeah.
Won at Stanford.
Yep, yep.
I mean, did a great job. That was when Pete Carroll was still at USC.
That's right.
So it wasn't after he left.
That's right.
And so then he goes to Michigan and does what he's done now. So It's not one of those. It's not a 90-10 deal.
No, it's not. No. I said it a little too quick. I mean, I don't want
to. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of reason to pause and think that it's Harbaugh's the better coach. But I just think because Sean Payton's been NFL through and through in all this, and he's been successful in his pretty much his entire tenure in the NFL, I would pick him.
I just wonder if Harbaugh wanted other jobs, if he had just set his sights on this one. Was he involved anywhere else? I don't know. I haven't heard any reports.
Well, I think the question for these guys is, the Broncos are locked into Russell Wilson. He's not going anywhere. No one wants to trade for that contract. He is going to be a Bronco for several years. You got to make it work with him. You have to. You're locked into him. You traded draft capital. You paid a lot of money. That's your guy. Does Harbaugh and Peyton think he's fixable? Does somebody else think he's fixable?
Well, obviously, they do.
Well, Peyton took the job. Yeah. So maybe he thinks he is fixable. And maybe Harbaugh did as well. And if that's the case, if you're a Broncos fan, you're saying, okay, he is fixable. Maybe if those two think he can be fixed, then we shouldn't be panicking over here.
Probably.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Probably not.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. That's dicey, though. That's a big part of this
discussion. But it is. But the deal is, as you guys mentioned, that they've already traded big capital for Russell Wilson. They trade a first and second round pick to get Sean Payton, which I told you guys before the show, it's still weird to me that coaches can get traded.
Denver's sending New Orleans the number 29 overall pick this spring. And then next year, it's a second round pick. So, and then New Orleans, or the Broncos, get Peyton and New Orleans third rounder in 2024. Yeah, it is kind of weird. I just don't get.
John Gruden was traded from the Raiders to the Bucks, and that was like the first time I ever recall the trade of a head coach. It's happened maybe once or twice since. It's just weird. I struggle to wrap my hands around that.
This is big. I think this is big for Denver. When this whole process started. The wrath, we were talking about it. I thought the feeling was Denver's not going to get Peyton. They want him, but they're not going to get him. Now, when Harbaugh came on, I thought, okay, well, if they don't get Peyton, they'll get Harbaugh, and that'll be excellent. Harbaugh would be excellent. But they got Denver, this is a home run, Bill. Big time, Bill.
Big deal, Bill.
Yeah,
he already forgot your nickname as of 3 minutes ago.
How do you hashtag me and then you don't even – Gosh, dang it, guys.
It would be very simp-like to start a hashtag on Twitter and then forget it.
Forget it. And keep saying it on the radio over and over and over. Just need to go to this or the
big have
the
time bill.
Yeah.
That was big deal bill.
It'd be very simple, huh? I caught that.
Well, would you agree with that, though?
Sure. Sure. Big deal bill. This was a big deal bill in Denver. If you lived in Denver, this was a big deal.
Absolutely. There's a lot of excitement right now. I think so. Yeah, like I said, some of us won a Super Bowl. Also, he's got a personality. You know, I think the players are going to want to be there with him. I mean, what's going to come down to is, which I don't know, is where they have in free agency money that they can be able to bring a couple people in with them.
Jake,
Like that with the contract, with how that will be with Russell Wilson. And so what they have left to be able to bring people in, that will be a big part of it. Don't ever forget that talent is what matters. That is what matters. It's not magic plays. Some people like that, like they say Hackett got brought in because he had the magic plays from Green Bay, like that. So they had all those touchdown passes that Aaron Rodgers threw, mm-hmm. all those plays, he had them all. Didn't go so well.
Yeah.
So the magic play guy doesn't work.
Yeah, see, now that's an interesting discussion, and I agree with Bill on that. In fact, my line of thinking was affected by Bill, who has said that to me over the years, or at least in the last year. I am never that guy that, okay, a franchise is looking for its next head coach. Okay, who are the hot coordinators? That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a Harbaugh. I mean, I'm looking for a leader of men. Not a guy who's not a Mike McDaniel, who's buried
here
in a...
Who's just
buried in a play sheet and then freezes up in critical
moments. We had the freeze. We'll call it the freeze. The fourth
year.
And one freeze.
But do you see where I'm going with that? Why is it? It's not always, by the way, go to the hot coordinator. I'm not on a D'Amico Ryans train. What?
Texans hired D'Amico Ryans yesterday, the 49ers defensive coordinator, who was outstanding this year.
Now I would be more excited about him because my take on him is again leader of men.
Okay,
It's not magic defense. It's not. They have this certain calls or this certain defense we run that's way different than everyone else runs, and so that's gonna be the magic to it. That the leader of men part. Uh-huh. Who would be the most famous NFL coach that went to be a head coach that was not even a coordinator in the NFL? Went from another team to be the coordinator, to be the head coach, but was not a coordinator. Never a coordinator at that time.
And he became an exceptional NFL coach.
Exceptional.
Never a coordinator.
Like, no, not any type of coordinator.
Okay, I'm going to give you a hint. He's the head coach of one of the two Super Bowl teams.
Nick Sirianni, then, right?
He missed it. It was 50-50, and he just didn't even come close.
I lost the coin flip.
He missed it. No, Andy Reid. He was the tight end coach for the Packers.
I should know.
And got the head job.
Is that right?
Got the head job at with the Eagles.
Now that's
unbelievable.
It's
unbelievable.
Not...
And the best part was you threw it out so fast, like I know.
I said it a little bit sheepishly.
Here's the deal, though. I understand where he's coming from because Reid is regarded as a fabulous play caller, one of the best.
Yep. Also a leader, though. I mean, he owns the locker room on both sides of the ball. Clearly, he's the one that
can handle on
both sides of the ball. So it is a critical piece. The leader of men, especially in my opinion, in college, is way more important than having the perfect expertise, X's and O's. You'd much rather have somebody that can oversee everything. Some people get so shot on one side of the ball, and so it's really tough on someone. If you're a play caller, and it could be NFL, but especially in college, if you're the play caller and your side of the ball is going bad, how can you be a good head coach? And you're the play caller and things are going bad, that's very difficult for you to be able to handle all the decisions of what's going on, be able to come down and talk to the defense. Or if you're a defensive coordinator, there'd be times that I know in my mind, if I was the head coach and they just went down the field twice in a row, just boom, 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 boom. It's not like, hey, what are you thinking about? It's like your mind's a little elsewhere when you're that person.
Yep.
But to be able to step in and be involved on both sides, absolutely.
Yep.
And to be able to have some sort of what's going on in the whole situation. But the overall program leader is much more important than someone that is tabbed as being a offensive or defensive guru.
That's why now I've told Jake this. If I were an AD, I'm not hiring. I'm hiring a non-play caller. I want a PJ Fleck. I want a Harbaugh.
A CEO.
That's what I want. And I haven't always been that way. Probably in the last 5 years, it dawned on me. I don't want a guy who's in a play sheet all game. Doesn't have a feel for what's behind him, what's going on special teams. I've heard head coaches at Nebraska say, "I don't even know who kicked that field goal. I was thinking about the next series." Red flag. I'm just saying.
Anyway, nice job on the 50-50.
Thank you.
So close.
Sirianni.
How many guys?
Just threw it out right away.
Well, come on.
Raised his hand.
He's the lesser known of the two, right? Sirianni is still, if you had to go to a bar and say, hey, who are the head coaches? Oh, Andy Reid. What about the Eagles coach? Doug Peterson? No, he was there. Nick Sirianni's the head coach there. Mm-hmm. How many coaches that you've been with called, like head coaches, called plays? What percentage?
There's been several. Urban didn't call plays. He was heavily involved in the offense all week, but he didn't call it. I know for a fact for several of my good friends that have been the coordinator at Alabama that Nick Saban does not call the game on defense.
No, I know.
But the week is set up, and you call the game like he wants it called. You know pretty well. It's like you're basically calling things like this. Like you're like, I know what. What Coach Saban would call here. All of a sudden, it's not just out of the blue. Like, I know he's probably going to want, you know, 3rd and 19. He's probably going to want this coverage or what some form of a simulated pressure or whatever. I'm just going to go 0 coverage just because I want to. That doesn't happen. It's called. So it's set up that way. So I've been on both sides. You never want to take away from someone also that they're really good at, though, at the same time. You know, Coach Frost was really good at offense. He understood offense well. But they said that I was never part of that.
I know.
So at Nebraska, when I was there, I wasn't part of any of that.
I understand. Now, Saban is heavily – you would say, hey, Saban's heavily involved in the offense too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. On how the game – on what he wants. On what he wants to see on the field.
Right.
How he wants things to be done. Obviously, he's the one who made a huge change from how – I mean, they were built – as a defensive coordinator, would want your offense built to be. They were complementary football run, and then he finally realized that. Not really realized. He understood that we can do more offensively because I can also get that talent. We already talked about the talent that he had when I had to go against him at LSU. So when he had all of a sudden, it's like, you know what? All of our receivers are first round draft picks. Our quarterback's first round draft pick. Our running back's first round. We can probably spin it around a little bit more.
Right. So if you just go through the top four guys, Saban doesn't call plays. Program manager, excellent CEO. Kirby doesn't call plays. Program manager, excellent CEO. Harbaugh doesn't call plays. Program manager, excellent CEO. Dykes, program manager, excellent CEO.
But
Dabo doesn't call plays.
Okay.
Now, how far do I got to go with this?
I'd like to see go 4 more, if you could. if you had it in
about Lincoln Riley?
Lincoln Riley. Is he calling?
Yeah, he calls plays.
Is he calling?
He calls plays.
Well, that's a problem.
One exception. But it could be an exception to the rule for you here, right? Exception.
Now, I'm always a big fan of probably because I'm on that side of the ball. Also, the top two are both what? Defensive coaches.
True.
So defensive coaches have a lot. Kyle Whittingham is would be thought of right now as one of the most elite coaches coaching. He's done at Utah. What he's done, all those things. We should get him to call in.
Hell yes. Get him on the show.
Heck yeah, we'll get Kyle to call in.
Big deal, Bill.
We'll get him to call in.
We have been big fans of Kyle Whittingham for many years.
Yeah. Now, he doesn't call plays. Program manager.
Does not call plays.
Yeah.
But again, he's heavily involved on defense. Obviously, he's a defensive background. But I've always liked the defensive thought of it. Because trust me, on defense, the first thing you're talking to your offensive guys are, let me tell you what it really sucks, what's really hard. Like I've always said, when I talk to the media, those guys on offense get paid a bunch. Every coordinator that I had to go against this year, everyone was making over $1 million. So they're pretty smart guys. And they don't run dumb plays. Like, let's run this one. That's kind of dumb. Run it anyway. No, you don't. Every play is a well-designed play with what they're doing. But defensive people do a really good job with I remember I sat down with Steve Craigthorpe, was the head coach at Louisville.
Craigthorpe.
And so I think great guy. And his son now is the assistant wide receiver coach for the Bengals.
Okay.
So anyway, me and Steve are really good friends. He was at LSU when I was there, and he had just got done with his career, so he still stayed on at LSU. But we sat down one time, and we were just talking about at that time quarters was such a big deal. And we sat in his office, and I go, I'll give you about 8 things you can't cover. And it was like, after the season, he's like, oh my God, we threw a bunch of touchdown passes against that stuff. Because sometimes, I mean, trust me, offensive guys know, but maybe they don't know the little nuances of what is really, really hard against the coverage and what to be able to get things done. So a lot of times on defense, you can help the offense with, hey, this is what is really, really hard to stop within what you do. The nothing worse, though, I will say this. Sometimes defensive coordinators are head coaches that were defensive guys. They want to go in and give the offensive guys like 10 plays. Hey, run these 10 plays. If it's not built into what you do, then it's a disaster.
Okay,
it's a disaster. Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes when you're talking, I think about something that I have. Depending on who you talk to, you get different answers on this, but I will not waver on what I feel, especially when I hear you talk. People who say football is a simple game, Sip, it's a simple game. I'm just like, no, it's not. There's virtually nothing simple about it.
There's so many moving parts.
Right.
I mean, you got 22
not
people
simple.
Going at one time in the in-game decisions. There's a lot of times, I'd say in basketball, there's, you know, after from the tip off to, you know, whatever is going on for the next, it's just up and down the court. There's not a lot of crazy scenario where all of a sudden, hey, there's 2 seconds left. Well, when's that going to happen?
Right.
It's a shot clock situation, or those things don't happen as much. There's a lot of situations, a lot of decisions getting made, but where the coaches are heavily involved with what's going on. And so then that part, I love the one that's always like, just on defense, keep it simple, get them to play hard.
Right.
I'm like, would love it. We did simplify a bunch.
You did.
But it's like, hey, they do a lot of things. You have to adjust to what they do.
Right.
It's like, well, they're going to line up an empty. Nah, keep it simple. Hope it works out. Well, they're going to throw to number two.
Just run to the ball.
Yeah, just run to the
just
ball.
Run to the ball. Just run to the ball. That's all you got to do. Just really run.
Stop thinking and just find the ball.
Just find the ball.
I'm always like,
eyes on the ball. Do you want to look at the man we're covering? No. Eyes on the ball.
11 guys. The ball.
11 guys. Whenever you see that, you think the ball went that way, you take off. What
if
it's a fake? Just go hard. Just go really hard. Double back. Yeah, double back on that. Just play hard. That's what we say all the time. It's like, that was one of one of the signals we used a lot this year on defense was just play hard. We didn't signal a defense in. We just signaled, just let's play hard. That was it. Just line up however you want and just go like hell.
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
I know.
And you
know.
Come off, hey,
give me 110%,
hey, what happened
baby.
On that? They hit us on the counter. I don't know. I was just playing hard. I don't know what happened. I have no idea. Well, here's what I have no idea. We're just playing hard. Just balling.
Sarcastic Wednesday.
Sarcastic Wednesday.
So Sean Payton again, the head coach of the Broncos. DeMeco Ryans, head coach of the Texans. News as of yesterday. And before we get to break, we pushed by it. We went right by this. We got to mention this. Idle Chit Chat. It's important today because I was informed by East Lincoln West that Andrew Newton, who owns Newton's Lawn Care, it's his birthday today.
Oh, Andrew.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Whoa.
So we went right past it. We cannot bypass it. Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Call them today for a free quote for a 2023 lawn fertilizer program at 402-440-6297. Happy birthday to the owner of Newton's Lawn Care, Andrew.
Yeah,
Andrew.
I hope it's a good birthday.
Oh, heck yes it is.
We didn't
it's signing day. His birthday is on signing day. How better does it get?
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the best day you could possibly have, right, signing day.
Yeah,
signing day birthday.
It's the best.
Signing day. I hope there's a big buffet involved.
Well, maybe there will be. We'll see. When we come back, Sean Callahan, Husker Online on Early Break on the Ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.